This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 19th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant night outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, 10 people, including 3 children, were reportedly killed in Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza. This information comes from the Times of Israel, reported 3 hours ago. Also, Israel is closely monitoring U.S.-Iran tensions. Ynet reports from 3 hours ago that Israel has offered to join strikes, but the U.S. urges caution. Also this hour, the U.S. has dispatched dozens of refueling aircraft to Israel. JNS reported 6 hours ago that this move follows ongoing strikes on Iranian targets. 2 American soldiers have been killed in Jordan. Separately, Hezbollah explosives killed a Lebanese army soldier. Walla reported 2 hours ago that 2 other soldiers were injured in southern Lebanon. And finally, a man known for organizing World Cup viewings in Gaza died in an Israeli airstrike. This story was covered by Forward 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Esther Zelda, a commentator, posted just minutes ago, sharing her struggles with low wages and student debt, highlighting financial pressures many face. Middle East 24 reported earlier today that the EU has intensified sanctions on Sudan. The sanctions target Sudan's gold trade to cut funding sources for conflict. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported half an hour ago that local officials in Iran's Qom province denied reports of explosions and U.S. fighter jet activity. Let's go deeper, starting with the recent airstrikes in northern Gaza. According to the Times of Israel, the IDF targeted Hamas, operatives, and infrastructure in Gaza City. Health officials say the strike killed a family of 5. This escalation impacts civilians, severely increasing tensions in the region. Turning to the U.S. and Iran tensions, Ynet reports that Israel is preparing for rapid escalation. The U.S. has reinforced regional forces after 2 American deaths. This presents a potential flashpoint for wider conflict involving Iran and its proxies. Meanwhile, the U.S. has sent refueling aircraft to Israel, as per JNS. This move supports continued operations in the Middle East. The deployment comes after a week of strikes on Iranian assets. This shows increasing military coordination between the U.S. and Israel. In Lebanon, Hezbollah's involvement led to the death of a Lebanese soldier, Walla reports. This incident highlights the ongoing volatility in southern Lebanon. The situation remains tense, with potential repercussions for Israeli-Lebanese relations. And in Gaza, the death of a World Cup organizer underscores the personal toll of conflict. Forward reports that such incidents highlight the human cost amid ongoing hostilities affecting cultural and community activities. On the economic front, first, angel investor Jonathan Roenzin shared concerns about AI's impact on venture capital. CTEC reports from earlier that AI can make projects appear better than they are, affecting investment decisions. Separately, Superfarm Online is branching into car sales, according to Israel Hayom Business. They will offer electric vehicles from the AION brand on their website, marking a new venture in the automotive market. And finally, Elbit's flagship drone crashed again in India, as reported by Walla Business. The cause of the crash remains unknown, affecting the Indian version of the Israeli Hermes 900 Starliner. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.